We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens, our top local story. Edison has put more than 10,000 Southern California customers on notice that their power could be cut off because of high winds and concerns about possible wildfires. Affected areas include parts of L.A., Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are expected today. Lois Peter Bruce of Edison tells KMX they're relying on hour-by-hour monitoring to decide whether the outages go ahead.
This is a precautionary measure. You know, we really do understand that this is an inconvenience. It's difficult. It presents challenges. And, you know, no, it's not a thing that we do lightly. This is given great thought. We try and target as small a number of customers as we can.
The shutoff numbers could grow with windy conditions lasting into next week. More than 6,500 customers in Santa Barbara County have also been warned. Firefighters are slowly gaining ground on the Saddle Ridge fire in the North San Fernando Valley, declaring this morning it is now 56% contained. Trial has begun in federal court for a Hawthorne man accused of driving his car into the ocean at the Port of L.A. with his ex and two disabled sons inside to collect insurance money.
The prosecution painted Ali El-Mazayan as an abusive husband with money troubles who resented the attention his wife showed to their two youngest sons, both of whom were severely autistic. After plunging the family car into the water off Berth 73 back in April of 2015, prosecutors say he swam to safety while his two youngest sons drowned. His now ex-wife, who couldn't swim, also managed to escape. The prosecution says El-Mazayan had several life and accidental death insurance policies totaling millions of dollars for himself, his ex, and their kids. He claimed it was an accident and collected $260,000 in insurance money. The defense argued that El-Mazayan's ex is a liar, saying the whole case is a story written by prosecutors with his ex as the victim. They claim El-Mazayan loved his kids and got crazy excited upon seeing a huge cargo ship due to his lifelong love of boats and hit the gas instead of the brakes. They say his life shattered in that moment. He appeared to weep when pictures were shown of him smiling with his two youngest sons. The defense says he told people at the scene, "Just shoot me," after seeing his sons' bodies pulled from the water. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
After 2 years in an ICE detention facility, a Long Beach man was put on a plane yesterday in Arizona to be deported to El Salvador, country Jose Segovia hasn't seen since he was 3 years old. But without explanation, the Marine vet was pulled off the plane, his deportation delayed, pending further investigation. Segovia had served 5 years as a Marine, as a non-citizen with legal permanent residency. He served two combat tours in Iraq. His family says when he left the military, he was suffering from a brain injury that was never treated properly. He then turned to drugs and served time for DUI and domestic violence. ICE today cites his felony history as the reason for deporting him. People attending upcoming city council meetings in Anaheim will need to give themselves a few extra minutes to get through security.
The city is adding metal detectors to the entrance of council chambers. Visitors will also have their bags checked before going in.
The goal is to safeguard people's access to their city council and to their local government. And we will do everything we can to minimize any inconvenience or any impediment to somebody coming to a city council meeting.
City spokesman Mike Lister tells KNX that it will cost about $2,600 to rent the two metal detectors and to hire security personnel.
It will come out of normal operating revenue that we have for what we refer to as facilities here at City Hall. It won't take away from anything else that we currently spend on.
The city is also looking long-term at expanding the extra security protocols at the City Hall's two main entry points. Heather Jordan, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The new statewide earthquake warning app goes live today. It uses hundreds of seismic sensors to potentially give people tens of seconds of notice that a quake is coming.
This is a statewide earthquake warning called MyShake, a free app downloaded for Droid for iPhone. Doesn't matter where you are in California, if there's a quake nearby, if you're about to feel shaking, you'll know it.
When an earthquake occurs, it'll tell you where the most recent earthquake was and what the shaking you can expect if you are able to feel it, and about how long you have until you feel shaking where you are.
That's Kevin Miller, helped design the app. He's with California's Office of Emergency Services, says that they're still tinkering with it, but right now it's set to be triggered by a magnitude 4 or greater quake. Asked him if we still need the LA quake app.
You know, this is a new system, and there could be kinks to work out still, so I wouldn't delete it.
Again, the state app is MyShake. It's free. You can download it now. In La Mirada, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You want to download that app? Go to our website to find out more, knx1070.com. Bans on leaf blowers have been largely ignored in some cities over the years, but Redondo Beach says no more.
Redondo Beach's mayor says the grace period is over. This follows a recent council meeting where it came out that since the law banning leaf blowers was approved in Redondo just over a year ago, nearly 1,700 complaints have been made, but only 3 citations issued. Mayor Bill Brand calls that a joke. Councilmember Todd Lowenstein agrees, saying Redondo isn't being aggressive enough, adding that they have no problem ticketing people for street sweeping. So no more courtesy is the word in Redondo. Fines start at $100 up to $500 for repeat violations. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.